You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
More issues have arisen around the government's school lunches program. Multiple schools have raised concerns over whether the lunches are halal certified. The School Lunch Collective eventually confirmed that the lunches were halal friendly rather than certified. Halal is an Islamic dietary standard referring not only to the food, but the way it is stored and prepared. Without a certification, this cannot be confirmed. David Seymour has responded to the concerns by saying he did not believe the expense of going fully halal certified would be justified. Under the previous system, schools were able to choose their providers, letting them use halal certified kitchens, but now they are left with no choice. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the ACT Party's Simon Court about these continued issues with the program. We also spoke about Workplace Relations Minister Brooke Van Velden's refusal to meet with the Council of Trade Unions, Aotearoa's largest union organisation. But I started off by asking him about the continued school lunch concerns. In the past week, more concerns have continued to be raised over the school lunch program. Specifically, Papatoetoe Intermediate rose concerns that the lunches weren't halal, which has since been confirmed that while halal friendly, they aren't halal certified. And in the same week, the school was delivered 450 meals that did have ham in them. Is the ACT Party concerned about these issues that continue to prevail in the program?
Well, certainly are. And that's why the School Lunch Collective, which operates the program, is holding itself to account for these problems, and they are looking to resolve them.
Does the ACT Party have plans to assist them in solving these sort of problems?
Well, I mean, they're paid to deliver meals in terms of a contract, so it's not so much an issue for the ACT Party. It's the responsibility of Associate Education Minister David Seymour and his executive role. So, you know, I understand that Minister Seymour, David, is working with the School Lunch Collective to make sure that they meet their contractual obligations, and that is essentially making sure that he asks the right questions as the Minister responsible.
Yeah, as the Minister responsible, David Seymour said he didn't believe the expense of going fully halal certified would be justified, and in a response, the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand said that that was an excuse in their eyes and that they would have done it for free if asked. So do you think that the ACT Party will now drive to have the program halal certified or no?
Just to be clear, the ACT Party is not involved. I'm speaking as an Undersecretary for Infrastructure. You know, I'm in a government. ACT is in a government. So this is a government policy. And what David Seymour has said is that getting healthy, nutritious, hot food to kids on time every time is a priority, and that as long as it meets the quality standards and is delivered on time and hot, that's what he's focused on. So, I think most people would understand that delivering 242,000 hot meals to schools around the country every day, 5 days a week, is a real challenge in itself, a logistical challenge. And so, you know, anything that dilutes from that, that's not actually needed to deliver the quality food, is just an unnecessary distraction.
So there's no comment on the halal meals specifically?
I think David Seymour's very clear what he said about the the proposal from a halal certification body, that the food needed to be certified, that safe and nutritious, on time and hot were the criteria that the contract had been procured on, and that's what the Minister will be holding the School Lunch Collective to account for.
He was very clear on his views, you're right. He did say that why would we go to a certification regime that will put extra cost on the program for very little tangible benefit. Some argue that the benefit is meeting the needs of all students, whereas this is sounding like it's more important that things are based on financial outcomes and profit.
Nutrition, science, contractual commitments, delivering 242,000 hot, healthy meals. That's what the commitment is. But, you know, if people want to write to the Minister and express their desire to have other elements added to the program, they are free to do so.
Moving on, Brooke Van Velden, the Workplace Relations Minister, it's been in the news that throughout her term in this role. She has refused repeatedly to meet with the CTU, the country's largest democratic organisation, which represents over 300,000 workers. Why is this?
Well, it's probably reasonable for Brooke to want to spend time with workers and Kiwi businesses, which I understand she's been doing. After all, you know, unions only speak for a small group of New Zealand's overall workforce. I know last year she did a roadshow, meeting people from all over the country and gathering a range of perspectives, experiences and information. And that was open to everyone, including the CTU. Submissions were invited after that roadshow to be submitted through the MB website. And I do know also that Brooke meets regularly with officials who commonly undertake that sector engagements with the likes of unions to feed into their work. So, frankly, this just sounds like a bit of a beat-up.
The CTU have said that with previous governments, no matter their political standing, they've met regularly with them, at least quarterly. Why is this different now that Brooke is the minister?
Well, Brooke is very busy in her roles as Minister of Workplace Relations and Safety and her other ministerial roles. And I imagine that she's prioritising her time to meet with organisations and individuals from whom she can gain the greatest insights.
So she doesn't believe there's an insight to be gained from the CTU?
Well, I'm sure there is. And as the Minister's pointed out, I mean, plenty of opportunities for the CTU to feed into the work that she's doing through MB, through engagement with officials.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Corr on continued issues with the school lunch program and Workplace Relations Minister's Brooke Van Velden's refusal to meet with the CTU.
That was Simon Corr from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.